Shakespeare outdoors, just as Shakespeare intended. The Comedy of Errors is sure to bring some chaos, life and laughter this summer in Sport for Jove's annual outdoor summer season. Expect mistaken identities, fast-paced antics and the magic of live outdoor theatre under the open sky. It's the Bella Vista Farm from the 19th of December. Moves to several outdoor venues before ending at Coolabong Oval at Wollongong on 22nd of February. Tons of stuff happening in between then. Joining me now and starring in Comedy Errors is cast member Lani Tupu. Good morning and welcome to 2SER Breakfast.
Good morning, Dean.
How's everything looking so far? Are we all rehearsed? Are we ready to go?
Well, we're about to go to Bella Vista tomorrow to do tech rehearsal for the next 3 days. Apparently, we've got a preview on Friday night and Saturday night.
I can confirm that those are both happening at 7 p.m. on the Friday and Saturday.
And then we've got our opening night on Sunday, which is going to be amazing.
Yes.
Yes, you go.
No, I was going to say, it's quite the holiday period for you. You do get a couple of days off over Christmas, but it's all pretty much go, go, go.
Yes, right until mid-February. Where we end up in Wollongong. But artistic director Damien Ryan, who creates these amazing worlds, and his co-director George Banders have created this most amazing story about the Comedy of Errors. Bernadette Ryan has created these wonderful costumes for the show. It's going to be spectacular. It will be one of the funniest things to see this year, leading up to Christmas and also in the new year. So if people haven't gone to see Summer Shakespeare, Comedy of Errors is going to be the one to see, and it will be unforgettable.
It's one of those things, too.
Of course you're
biased. There must be challenges there with outdoor theatre, I imagine, but I'm sure it makes it more exciting for you there on the stage.
Oh, yes. We will be working against the elements, but hopefully the elements will be with us all the way.
Will you be able to incorporate the elements into it at all?
So it's a wonderful test and a challenge for any actor to have Shakespeare under their belt, but also tell a story and make it sound as though it's everyday English, everyday the way that we speak. I call it like formal language that we're studying. I feel like a student in rehearsals with the Comedy of Errors, but it's just been amazing just working with having Damien and George there directing us and coaching us all the way through.
Alani, do you remember when you first fell in love with Shakespeare?
Yes, I did. I worked in ensemble theatre in Auckland in New Zealand many years ago. And so it's the love of and challenge of the words, trying to understand what Shakespeare has written, and then making sure that the audience who have never listened or heard Shakespeare before make it sound to them as if it is everyday English.
Yeah.
And that's the wonderful challenge.
Well, that's not the only challenge for you. You've got multiple roles as part of this.
Apparently. I play the Duke.
I feel like I'm keeping you from rehearsals, Lani.
And a couple of other wonderful characters, Dr. Pinch, the magical Dr. Pinch is there as well. So it's I'm having a ball.
Awesome. will this be, Shakespeare is one of those things. It's like obviously just sort of doing the original works is really amazing, but people have found ways to portray them in new lights. Are you going to be keeping this fairly close to the original script or taking it in strange new directions?
Well, it's to the script. But Damien and George have kind of put it into a modern day context that will, I think, just enlighten people, and I think they'll be amazed.
Yeah,
and I think the reason it's going on. Yeah.
And obviously, the way of the world at the moment, we sort of need the stories there by Shakespeare more than ever.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. We need light. We need a confirmation of who we are as human beings.
Yeah.
We need joy and love, and it's all inside this play.
Now, is there any concerns for you that seeing as it's starting in a few days' time, then you haven't rehearsed yet or know when opening night is?
No, just where the entrances and exits are. That's what we've become.
Lani Tipo.
Try not to trip over it.
Well, if you want to stay on the line, Lani Tipo, I will send you a map to how you can get to the Bella Vista Farm, and then how you can get to all the other wonderful destinations where you'll be playing. Because you're going to be from Saturday, 10th of January till 25th of January. You're going to be at Everglades Gardens in Lura. That's going to be an absolutely beautiful place for it. Blue Mountains Theatre in Springwood after that, and then Coolabong Oval there at the University of Wollongong. What a wonderful summer that you've got planned for yourself there. And shout outs to everything you're doing, all the wonderful theatres there helping you. And Sport for Jove, once again, they're just doing absolutely amazing stuff all throughout 2025 and looking to continue that in 26, no doubt.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Lani Tipo, I really appreciate your time here this morning on 2SER Breakfast.
Thank you, Danny.